A reading from the book of Proverbs. The Lord made me his when he first went about his work at the birth of time, before creation began. Long, long ago, before earth was fashioned, I held my course. Already I lay in the womb when the depths were not yet in being, when no springs of water had yet broken. Listen to me then, you that are my sons, that follow to your happiness in the paths I show you. Listen to the teaching that will make you wise instead of turning away from it. Blessed are they who listen to me, keep vigil day by day at my threshold, watching till I open my doors. The man who wins me wins life and drinks deep of the Lord's favor. Please stand for a continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the sixth month came, God sent the angel Gabriel to a city of Galilee called Nazareth, where a virgin dwelt, betrothed to a man of David's lineage. His name was Joseph, and the virgin's name was Mary. Into her presence the angel came and said, "Hail, thou who art full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women." She was much perplexed at hearing him speak so, and cast about in her mind what she was to make of such a greeting. Then the angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid. Thou hast found favor in the sight of God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call him Jesus. He shall be great, and men will know him for the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob eternally. His kingdom shall never have an end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can that be, since I have no knowledge of man?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon thee, and the power of the Most High will overshadow thee. Thus this holy offspring of thine shall be known for the Son of God. See, moreover, how it fares with thy cousin Elizabeth. She is old, yet she too has conceived a son. She who was reproached with barrenness is now in her sixth month, to prove that nothing can be impossible with God." Mary said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be unto me according to thy word." Thus far the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, my sisters and brothers, if you've spent the last 15 minutes or so flipping around in your missal, figuring out where I am, right? Today we are celebrating the external solemnity of the Most Holy Rosary. Tomorrow is the Feast of the Holy Rosary, but the Church in her wisdom allows us to move those big feasts around, especially tomorrow's feast, because you may or may not be able to get to Mass tomorrow, I don't know, but just in case you can't, the Church says it's important for us to recall the importance, the vital nature of the Holy Rosary for ourselves. And in fact, next week we'll do another external solemnity in honor of the motherhood of Mary, right? So the feast of October 11th will celebrate on the 13th, so you can set your ribbons accordingly. The 11th is our diocesan patronal feast, the motherhood of Mary, and so we will offer that Mass next Sunday. But the Holy Rosary, my sisters and brothers, a wonderful, wonderful prayer. And thanks be to God, it has found something of a resurgence in the last 20 years or so. Some of you may remember back in the mid to late 60s, there were some priests who were famous for tearing rosaries apart at the pulpit and telling folks that we never should pray them again. Well, thanks be to God, those guys are now seen as morons, right? That's a technical term, a theological term, moron. Because you see, my sisters and brothers, the rosary has a way of leading us more and more deeply into the life of Jesus Christ. Why do we have all those repetitions of Hail Marys and Our Fathers over and over and over and over again? And it seems sometimes to take forever. Even when I'm praying it by myself, I who was taught by my Irish grandmother, she taught me to pray it as fast, like it might be illegal to pray it still, and so you gotta get it over with quick, right? But still, it can seem a little stretched out. Well, the Church in her wisdom gives us this so that we can take an opportunity to meditate on the life of the Lord. that we take the various mysteries of the Lord, like today's gospel is also the first joyful mystery, the Annunciation. It's in this window up here. The Annunciation, that moment when God became flesh. We take 10 Hail Marys worth of time, not only to consider it in our minds, but to place ourselves there, that with Mary, we experience this great mystery of our salvation. Visitation, nativity, presentation, discovery, all of these, right? They are meant for us to put ourselves in the story, so to speak, to learn and meditate upon who Jesus is and what he has done for us, to give him thanks and to give him praise for those great gifts. Sometimes you just can't well those kinds of feelings up, right? You pray the rosary, and it's like, Father, the best I can do is stay concentrated long enough to actually say the Hail Mary. Fine. That's beautiful. That's somewhere to start. And what you're doing is taking the words of the archangel and putting them into your own mouth, taking the words of St. Elizabeth and making them your own greeting to Our Lady. So even if you can't just get there mentally, that's fine. Make those words your own and your own greeting to Our Lady over and over and over and over again. You know, there's something to be said for that kind of regularity in the spiritual life, and also something to be said for taking time, taking those 10 Hail Marys as an opportunity to gather yourself, and even if but for a moment, to call to mind the mystery of God's love for you. Think of it like this, right? There's a comedian, some of you may be familiar with Jim Gaffigan, right? I'm not recommending that you go out and watch him, even though he's hilarious. Still, he says that his wife is, he's Catholic, his wife is Catholic, and he says that she's a Shiite Catholic, right? That she's very intense about being Catholic. And sometimes he'll go to masses where they'll sing the same word for like 10 minutes. It just takes forever and ever and ever and ever, right? If you perhaps have wondered in the past, why is it that when we chant the gradual or we chant this other part of Mass, why does it take so long, right? Well, the Church in her wisdom gives us that option sometimes because, for example, in the gradual for today, in speaking about Mary and her role in salvation, as they were chanting, they hung upon a word for quite a bit that reminded us of God and how this is his work and his desire to save us from our sins. And so the Church stretches out certain words to remind us that that's what we need to pay attention to. She doesn't, you know, hold on forever to words like and the and such in Latin because those don't mean anything. No, those don't, nobody cares, right? But salvation, that great word, which reminds us of heavenly life. Yeah, she hangs on to it. Well, so too with the rosary. She hangs on to the mysteries of our Lord, even if for a few minutes, so that we can call to mind our own place in that mystery, give God thanks for it, and ask God for something, some little thing that we can use to imitate it. We give thanks to God for this great gift of his to us, the Most Holy Rosary. If you don't pray it every day, well, I encourage you to do so. Pray it on your way to work. Pray it while you're out, I don't know, maybe you're a jogger. I don't know. If you hate yourself enough, you start running. And so maybe go and pray it while you run. Maybe, I know you're in cross country, so I don't mean to like say that that's weird or anything. But, you know, find just 10 minutes, 15 minutes. If you can't do the whole thing, just say one decade. But place yourself for just a few moments into the very mystery of God's love for you, his historical mystery, when he used our own nature and our own world to save us, and his eternal mystery, which we hope to live with him in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.